Welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Michael Crawley, and you're listening to the OSHA Oops Podcast, brought to you by God Safety.
Welcome to the OSHA Oops Podcast. My name is Michael, and this is Rick, the best-looking guys in safety. Of course, you already knew that because you're watching this show. That's why you're watching him. The eye candy is just so irresistible. You can hardly take it, but don't fear, ladies. We're married men. Rick, how long have you been married?
35 years.
35 years. I'm working on 22 years here, almost going to 23. So, listen, we are taken. We're off the market, ladies, and I know. Can I hear a sigh of sadness? Okay, I'm sure that's where it is. All right, so here's what we're talking today. We're talking about lockout of the tagout. Rick, give it to us.
Yep, we are talking Title 83314, the control of hazardous energy for cleaning, repairing, servicing, setting up, and adjusting operations of prime movers, machinery, and equipment, including lockout tagout.
Now, I know you've heard of lockout tagout before, and you guys are thinking, of course we know lockout tagout. Lockout tagout is always used, but in this case, it's hitting a business industry that you may not think about before, Rick. Rick, show us how they tied it to this business, and it'll tell you what we're talking about.
So it says here that an employee was trying to unjam a chain and conveyor in the car wash tunnel, made contact with the chain, and suffered serious injury, resulting in a $10,800 fine.
One of the best business models I've seen out there come up lately is these car washes, these drive-through car washes that we all use for the most part. And we pay a monthly subscription, and a lot of them have an all-you-can-eat plan. And God knows, we love all-you-can-eat plans. Am I right,
Rick?
That's
for sure.
And in this case, the employees are walking through these tunnels all the time. They got the whippy things. What do they call the whippy things, Rick?
I'm not even sure, but
I think they're called whippy things.
The towels that are washing the car.
The soaps, there's things, right. My windshields, I can't tell when to hit the brakes. And employees are walking down at times through, though. Those are very dangerous areas. Now, in this case, the employee did get caught in the chain because he was trying to unjam it. And what did the business get fined for, Rick?
It was $10,800.
Oh, my gosh, $10,800 because of the chain. But if he was just walking by one of the whippy things and got caught into that, lockout tagout again. If he would have been hit in the swivel swabbles. What is the swivel swabbles called, Rick?
I think that's part of the rinse cycle.
Whatever you call them. You lockout tagout again. So anywhere in that drive-through car wash, which they almost make overly wide so you can walk through there, if he stumbles, slips, and falls into it, lockout tagout. This is something that we got to be safe with. So if you work at a car wash or you own a car wash, understand you got to have a lockout tagout for this or you could be hit for $10,000 and your employees can get badly injured. Don't get caught in a pickle. Call me and Rick, and we would love to help you on your next problem. And even before the problem, right, Rick?
It's better before.
God bless you. We'll see you on the next one, guys. To learn more about safety services we provide, head over to GodSafety.com and check us out. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time. And remember, stay safe out there.